Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to 615 Guys. I'm joined here by Sean, Connor, and Denton. We got all the guys here today. I'm going to start off the episode today by thanking our sponsors, Jeff Gannon, State Farm Agency, and Camille Burdine from Capital Real Estate Services and Burdine Properties. Actually, here on 615 Guys, we have our first ever guest. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Bryce Kelly.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, for real.
I would like to address the elephant in the room. Bryce Kelly is, in fact, wearing clothes.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Bryce has a clothing brand. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, Culture Apparel. I mean, I started this back in July, and I've just grown and expanded to newer things. I'm working on getting to a couple stores right now, and then I'm working on expanding to people in different states and stuff like that. So it's going really well. And I have all types of different things. I have hoodies, crew necks, t-shirts. I have starting with bucket hats, hats, beanies. You name it, I'm coming out with it. And I appreciate y'all having me on today, and I'm excited to see what we're going to talk about.
No, fun fact about Bryce. You know, this podcast actually wouldn't even be possible without Bryce. You know, he led us in the right direction. You know, he gave us guidance. He was our Mr. Miyagi.
He would say our inspiration.
Yeah, Miyagi do karate.
You are an inspiration to all.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, all right, I got a question. What made you start your clothing brand?
Well, not just to be different, but it's just something that I've always wanted to do. I've always had a thing for fashion. I always had a thing for like just nice stuff. And I knew I could make some stuff better than other people. And I knew I could come out with really dope stuff. So I was like, why not me? Why not do it? And that's what I decided to do.
Are you going to give us free merch?
Who knows? Sometimes I do give out free merch. It just depends. It just depends on the situation and occasion.
Well, giveaway? Question mark. Who knows? Soon. Who knows?
Maybe pay attention. There might be a merch drop. Maybe.
Possibly. Hey, free giveaway on the podcast. Two people that tune into the podcast and tag a couple people could get some free Culture merch. Who knows?
I mean, you should have to stay tuned to find out, I guess. With Culture, you know what? One thing with us, with 615 Guys, our hardest thing was figuring out a name to start off with. You know, how'd you even come up with Culture, like the name behind it?
Well, Culture, it didn't start out as Culture, I'll be honest with you. I spent hours and hours on finding a name, and I came up with Premium Ice Apparel.
Isn't that the Instagram name?
It's changed to Culture Apparel now.
There we go.
It is. And that was just going to be the brand. I was going to have like Culture and all the stuff and stuff like that, but the name was just going to be Premium Ice and just come out with cool just designs and stuff like that. And then I came out with the first Culture drop, and everyone loved that design and that type of font, and then I just kept with it and just kept doing little things to it, and then that's what just made it be. And Culture is a big word that people really misunderstand. It's about being different, being like the change and changing something, like changing the culture and the aspect of things to make people better and to make your environment better. And that's what we really represent, just trying to be better and better yourself every day.
I don't know if you guys got this notification, but there's a flash flood warning.
I must say, so, yeah, we're just sitting here. All our phones just went off. We all got on them, and you know, it was like pouring right before we got
except for Sean.
Sean actually has a Samsung, so he didn't get it.
Sean will actually go out into the flash flood earlier or later tonight, and we'll die.
Bryce, I got a question. What's your highest paying product?
The highest paying product would definitely have to be the original Culture font, just crew necks. Everyone loves that original Culture font.
So I see a ton of people wearing those crew necks all the time.
Yeah. They're really nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. People don't understand the work that goes into the brand. Like, it's not just, oh, I'm looking up something just to see material, get it, put my stuff on it, press it, and do all types of that. A lot more goes into it that people don't understand. A lot of time looking into websites, a lot of time looking for ambassadors, a lot of time for photo shoots, a lot of time for looking at new stuff, looking at everything. And that's why I really respect y'all for what you did, because I know y'all put in a lot of work for this. And y'all are actually coming together and doing this. So it's really good for the people around here and around everyone else to be inspired by y'all.
I know our planning process, you know, it took forever, man. Like, we probably close to like a month and a half probably of just every night getting on FaceTime calls, looking up, you know, mics, recording softwares, you know, audio mixers, all this other stuff.
Just like what Bryce said, the name took the longest to come up.
We took literally a week over, you know, what the name would be. Maybe, probably even a week and a half, honestly. It took forever.
Shout out to my grandma. Yes. She helped us come up with that name.
Shout out Connor's grandma.
Shout out Connor's grandma.
D-Dot, thank you.
Restricted our name options a little bit. but I feel like our name's a good one. And shout out to parents, because I don't know how y'all named a child, because we couldn't even come up with a name for a podcast.
I say, that's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
Not shout out to my parents, because my name's Denton.
It's impossible to say.
I'm not a big fan of that.
I mean, I like Bryce. My name's like, once you hear Bryce, you're like, oh, he's my, he must
Bryce
be
two times.
Bryce two times. He must be a cute mixed boy or something.
A
you never know.
Specialist. That's a,
I do go by the Redbone Specialist or Bryce two times. It's just whatever you prefer. The Redbone, the Redbone Specialist just came along the way. I used to really like mixed girls, and that's like the name for them. It, you can call them a Redbone, and I just really took that in perspective. I think Bryce is a cute name. Like, if I was a girl and I was like, oh, his name is Bryce, that must be a cutie somehow, some way. So I think I like Bryce, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure all girls, they just hear the name Bryce.
Bryce is
like,
a Bryce is a pretty, he is probably the second biggest ladies man that I know, right behind the man sitting across from me, right over here.
Connor Gannon.
Hey, what can I say?
All you girls listening, I know y'all are interested in Connor. He is actually taken. He's dating, oh, actually, Kim Kardashian divorced Kanye, actually, for Connor.
Yeah. So,
all you ladies out there, sorry.
Just let you know, man's taken. He is cracked at Fortnite, my guy. I'm just letting you guys know.
Connor's actually really talented in everything. He actually invented every sport. Like, every sport
for
is,
sure.
is in some language translated to Connor.
You know, you hear all these Babe Ruths, your Michael Jordans, your...
Yeah, it was
like,
Connor. They were all Connor.
Connor was the trainer for literally all of those. Like he made those people.
Yeah.
Like he
was reincarnated as all of them.
So, I mean, Sean, speaking about names, you know.
I mean, at least, like, y'all's names are actually, like, spelled out how they're said. You know, I'm stuck with Scene. He called it about
S-E-A-N. I thought that was your name for a long time.
Well, I thought your name was Shane until like 30 seconds ago.
I do get called Shane a lot. Yep. Scene and Shane about once a day, at
a
least.
A potential future guest came up with that one. Shout out to Fernando.
So I bet every time like the sub calls out your name, you like already know it's about to be a bad day. Scene?
Yep, I'm
Scene Redman.
See Redman?
Scene Redman report
like
to the principal's
character.
Office?
Or like, let's say I'll like try and tell them my last name. They'll be like, they'll spell it out as man. I'm just like, oh, screw it, whatever, I'll go with it. Like, I've had certificates with literally Redman, like M-A-N.
You've had a lot of setbacks, a lot of drawbacks. Bryce, with your clothing brand, you know, do you have any drawbacks or like setbacks?
Oh, let me tell you, there's been so many setbacks. There's been times I've wanted to quit. There's been times I thought I shouldn't have done it. There's been times that I just wanted to stop. And the biggest one I had was my first drop I ever dropped. Like, you know, when you put your heart and soul into something, and you like, if no one supports it, like, that's gonna break you. And that was one of my biggest fears was, like, if I do this and then no one buys a shirt or anything, I'm like, I'm going to look like a clown. Like, that was my first thing. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to look like an idiot who tried to start a clothing brand. But thank the Lord that everyone supported it, and then I worked really hard on it. But one of my biggest problems definitely was finding someone to make the logo where I can make a little bit of money to buy a machine so I could do all the stuff myself. Because I started out from nothing. Started out from just having a little extra cash to buying shirts, to paying one of my friends to do it for me, and then to hire two models, and I just gave them free shirts, nothing else. And thank the Lord they did it for me, and then I posted it, and then everyone liked it, and then I just started from there and never stopped, to be honest.
Who are those models?
Kind of wants to know.
One girl, she's really famous on TikTok. She has 150K. And then another one is Jalen Trong. He's one of my close friends, and his parents own a restaurant here, and he agreed to do it with me. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to do it. Another shout out, Caroline Triplett. She helped take the pictures and stuff like that. But like I said, when I first dropped it, I was legit sitting on my phone for the first 30 minutes seeing if someone was going to slide up and buy something. And then thank the Lord people did. And I just went from there and just never stopped.
Shout out to all of you, because like Bryce said, you know, you work really hard on something and you're scared that nobody will, you know, buy it or listen to it. So thank you guys. We had huge support on the first episode.
Absolutely. Over 500 streams. That's crazy.
That was insane.
Yeah. I mean, we were expecting 100.
Connor was only 80 of them.
Well, Connor's grandma was
yes,
a lot
and then all of his lady followers. That was an addition.
See, our goal through the first four episodes, or at least my personal goal for us, was to get 1,000 streams through the first month. So the first four episodes, at least one a week.
We can do that in two episodes now.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Well, you got bigger culture. You got culture now.
Y'all keep up on the support, man. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all the love. Y'all just keep shouting us out. Make sure y'all keep on following us on Instagram, @615guys. Bryce, you know, we appreciate you coming on, man.
You're welcome. I'm still waiting for that follow back, though. That's one thing.
Well, maybe
we'll take it into careful consideration.
Maybe if we can get some free culture, you know, then we'll.
Maybe I can make something happen. Maybe I can do something like that. So we'll see.
Something we posted, if y'all follow us on 615 guys, was a recently Q&A for this next episode. We wanted to see what some of you guys wanted, some of our fans, you know, and you know, there's a lot of questions. We took some of the best ones that we thought that we would be able to talk about. And so we're going to go ahead and get started with our Q&A portion. So first question we have for today is, how long have y'all known each other?
I have known Jackson and Connor. I've known you guys, I don't know, I would say I knew who y'all were when I was like 9, but like I didn't know.
I knew you through baseball.
Yeah, I didn't know y'all until probably, well, Jackson, I knew you. We went to elementary school together. So I've known Jackson since like third grade pretty good.
Me and Denton were OG duo partners on Fortnite.
Yeah.
Like 3 years ago.
Me and Connor's connection.
That's how we got close.
That's where they go back.
Yeah.
And then Sean. I've known Sean. Me and Sean go way back. I think it's been, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
2 months?
Yeah, our first episode is when y'all met.
Yeah. I thought his name was Shane.
Yeah. But Connor and Sean, y'all know each other for a while. Yeah,
me and Connor have known each other since, the third grade or something.
Wow. Fourth grade. I moved to Castle Heights Elementary School.
Right. And then I knew Sean in middle school whenever we moved. Middle school. And then, you know, Bryce, he's just been – he was a lone dog in elementary school, and then –
No. I knew Bryce back in City League football.
City League football back in the day.
See, I heard Bryce. I hear you have you had a lethal spin move.
It was something like that. I mean, I was just dusty, crusty, breaking ankles like something else. You know?
Could you still do that today?
Oh, of course. And plus, my big thing now is basketball. Meet me on the court. Your ankles are getting broke. Make sure you tie your shoelaces. Just letting you know.
Yeah, but why don't you play football anymore?
Well, another thing is the back, and then just football. Not football, but baseball and basketball. It's just like.
What about your back?
Yeah, what happened to your back?
Something Connor has.
Connor highly requested this
exactly. being dying.
I think it's an interesting
topic. He loves
topic.
Bryce's yes, back so for some reason.
All you future doctors and bone investigators, listen up.
So back when I was in eighth grade, I had a basketball game, broke my wrist, and my grandma always worried about my back, and I got it checked out, and it turned out I had a 30% curve, and the curve just grew over time. It would start hurting after anything I did, and this past September, I got the surgery September 1st, and it was honestly the worst pain I ever experienced. I wanted to die. Almost want to cry. Like, my dad was in the surgery room with me, and if you know my dad, he's not one of those people, "It's okay, Johnny, it's okay, like, you got this." He's one of those people, yeah, he's definitely like, "Just get up, I don't care about you," blah, blah, blah.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, rub some dirt on it.
You're walking home to train yourself.
Yeah, he loves me to death, but he's just not that type of encouraging person, and it was just a lot of self-motivation. But, yeah, I have two rods in the middle of my back, and my curve was 50%, and now it's down to 10%. So I'm really blessed.
Shout out to Quavo, scoliosis. Now we're swerving the lane.
Yes, sir.
So whenever you, let's say you go through a metal detector, you're like, your back go off?
Yeah,
like,
you're going to get, arrested at
you
the
set it off?
It will go off every time I go through a metal detector.
So what do you tell them? Hey, I got some rods in my back.
My back got scoliosis, so I swerved the lane.
What are you really going to tell them at the airport? Like, hey, when the metal detector goes up, I promise it's my back.
That's honestly what I'll say. I mean, there's nothing else I can really. I'll say, in my back.
Are they just going to believe
all right,
you?
All right, you're good. Yeah, let's
I hope
you're
so.
Good.
They're going to see the rods on the front of the screen. I hope so.
Bryce, you could become a mastermind criminal. Because they'll just be like, it's the scoliosis.
I could, but that's all for Connor, man. He's just that type of person. Like we say,
Connor's a crazy
he's
guy.
He's a crazy
he's
guy.
Insane. He's
speaking insane. All right, next topic.
Speaking of crazy things, you know, somebody asked, what is the craziest thing that we've done?
I'll take over here. Here we go. The craziest thing I've done actually took place not too long ago. Me and two friends, who I will not name drop, decided we were going to steal an entire stop sign. Name and all. You know, not just, you know, the stop part, not the pole, you know, the street name and all. Shout out.
How did you, like, fit that in the car?
Like, or, like, we even walked. Get it out of the
ground?
Oh,
you walked. You walked.
With so, just a stop sign in your hand.
Shout out, Saratoga. We stole you.
What was the purpose in that?
Like, well, so we were walking, and almost name dropped him. He was like, I've taken street names, but I've never taken the whole entire stop sign. And me and the other person looked at each other, and we're like, did he just say he wants to take the whole entire stop sign? He was like, yeah, I mean, what's the problem? And, you know, we're young, so we're like, all right, fair enough. So we shook the stop sign for like 30 seconds, and the ground was wet because it had like just rained. And after we all shook it for like 30 seconds, we just pulled it right out of the ground. And then we all held it, and we walked back to his house. So that's a story about how we successfully stole an entire stop sign. However, the next morning when we woke up, his father was scolding him because an entire stop sign was just in the floor.
Well, so just imagine like just driving, because you said you walked. So imagine driving down the road and you see three kids holding a stop sign. Not even just a sign, the whole stick.
Oh, yeah, and stop signs are bigger than you think. I mean,
they're huge.
Yeah, it was a big stop sign.
Just holding a stop sign.
Were they good, like 12 feet tall or something?
It was a hike.
That's a
stop sign.
That's an amazing story. But you want to know something else? I can tell y'all the most embarrassing story. Not the craziest, but the most embarrassing.
What is that, Bryce? Miss Coulter, what is that?
So back when I was a freshman, back when I was a little mixed boy, there was this girl. I'm not going to drop her name. I had the biggest crush on her back in freshman year. The biggest crush on her. Everyone knew it. I used to think I was doing something. I would text her all the time, talk to her. And my stomach was hurting really bad this day, and she was taking me home from practice, and my stomach was killing me. I didn't eat nothing all day. Like, I was like, I'm going to be fine, you know what I'm saying? This is just normal. I just got pushed through it. I've just been the type of person pushed through it. She's like, all right, I'll take you home. We're about to go out to eat, do our thing, you know what I'm saying? And so we get in the car. I'm like, oh, my stomach hurting. She's like, it's okay. Now, granted, this is the girl I've had a crush on for a long time, and everyone knows it. Think about a girl you've had a crush on, you're hanging out with her, and you throw up in her car. Throw up right in front of her, all in her car.
You threw up in her car?
On the floorboards.
Like, on the floorboard, in her cheer shoes, in her cheer bag, everything.
Oh,
did you at least clean it up?
I cleaned it up.
Okay, but you may
hurt know something else embarrassing? Not that she was like, ugh, it's that she was laughing at me the whole time. Throwing up.
I mean, that's better than her being like, that's disgusting.
She could have kicked you out like right then. Like, if that was me, made I would have been.
Was that the last ride you got from her?
Hey, let me tell you something. I got a lot more rides from her after that situation than that. So technically, it was just a booster thing.
At least you didn't throw up on her.
Yeah.
I mean, that is true.
That would have been.
Y'all know, y'all know something else?
Everything else?
What?
She had the stomach virus the next week.
Oh.
So
you gave it to her.
Pretty much the reason she had a car that smelled disgusting. A stomach virus or whatever she had.
And then literal throw up in her car.
Basically, yes.
That probably stunk for and a few weeks after.
And she spoke to you the next week?
What can I say? I call it the mixed boy charm, but
like we said, you know, second most ladies man we know next to
Connor
Cannon himself.
Yeah, y'all y'all stay tuned and watch next week's episode. Y'all will hear the craziest ladies man story that
Connor's
ever had.
Prime, told by the third most ladies man. And this is a great story because Connor's, like y'all know, he's not awkward at all. You know, Connor's always really smooth, and this story really just goes into detail.
He's tied with Michael Jordan.
I mean, Connor is the definition of smooth. So you guys will get to hear the story of Connor's complete smoothness.
So third question we got here, middle school sports, are they more fun than high school? So you know,
definitely not. I hated middle school sports.
Middle school was awesome.
Middle school was the best time.
No,
you could do anything you wanted in middle school.
Okay,
they did not care.
So here's my thing. Middle school sports were more relaxed, and
for sure.
It was based off, I guess, pure talent, not really hard work. So middle school, it was kind of like summer sports for those of you that play any travel sport. You know, the coaches are kind of less strict, and you can kind of just do whatever you want. So I guess you're going to be more relaxed in middle school, but I'd say high school gives you more of a reward. Because in middle school, when you're doing good, you're having fun, but at the same time, you're playing like the school of the blind and like shout out Carroll Oakland, you know, trash schools.
so we're absolutely bad at everything.
Yes, them in Portland.
Hey, but they did give us Jared Hall, so shout out Jared Hall.
Shout out Jared Hall. So yeah, I mean, I'd say middle school is more relaxed, but if you can put in the work, high school has the more rewards.
Yeah, I'd say high school is more like a job when you're like on a sports team.
There's definitely a lot more work and dedication.
You got to be dedicated, that's for sure.
The bonds you build in high school with your teammates are way more than middle school.
I agree with that.
That is so true, because the older you grow, the more you see to separate yourself, and the more you see if you really love to do what you do or you don't really like it. And in high school, it's all about putting in the work. Like, you can do all this stuff and say you're doing this and say you're doing this, but someone's going to outwork you. It's just going to happen. And it's way more rewarding when you go face MJ and you got to the stands are just full and everyone's cheering you on and you beat your rival. Nothing's more better than that, to be honest. And you work your butt off to do that and you have everyone supporting you on your back. Like, the support in high school is insane compared to the support in middle school.
Exactly. So, all in all, I'd say it's like, it's more challenging fun. You know, in middle school, you might get bored because it's easy. But the struggle of high school, when you start to succeed in whatever sport you're in,
it makes you feel that much better.
Yeah.
Because you know all the time and effort that you put in the 4 months that you had before you even started practice. You know, like, we started hitting and just, like, doing something
right after football
on our own as soon as our football season ended. And knowing that we are just now starting to get to practice and our game is – our first game is less than a month away. It's going to feel like that much better when we start. We can succeed and, you know, finally get out there.
So all you middle school listeners, there was our inspiration speech.
There you go. So I hope you're all ready to run through a wall now.
Yes. Yeah. Here on 615 guys.
You should be hyped up. We're your hype man.
Here on 615 guys, we inspire people. We are inspiration.
You know, shout out Ben Estes. He told me that while he was listening to this, he went on an absolute tear on COD. So
glad to make people better video gamers.
Exactly. So yeah, you listen to us while you play your video games. If you're playing COD,
you'll have a high kill game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So another question that we had, you know, why did we start this? I know, Bryce, you can't really answer this, but we kind of went into you with culture while you started it. But
Connor Jackson, I'd say y'all take over.
Y'all can take over.
So, you know, first off, we need to shout out Herbie Clark.
Herbie Clark.
Shout you out because he was actually the one during fall break last year?
2020, I think.
2020 fall break, yeah. We were just sitting on the beach, and, you know, and we listened to a lot of podcasts, like, while we were there and stuff, and we were like, man, It would be cool to just make one, you know, do one, but we didn't know the work that went into it.
Yeah, we didn't know we had to invest in mics.
All this other stuff.
Didn't know we had to get a computer.
Exactly.
All the software.
And so so we're sitting there, and, you know, we thought of the idea. We thought it was cool, but we just kind of, like, pushed it to the side. And then, so a couple months later, you know, we pushed back to around January-ish. And
I believe it was on a Fortnite game, was it?
It was a Fortnite game, because I was actually in the shower at this point, and I was just, you know, when you're in a shower, you just have your thoughts, you know. Yeah, it's like meditating almost.
It is. I mean, I've written full songs in the shower, full arguments. You know, I can always rap
designs
songs
in the shower. You know what I mean?
Anything that you
might just write a paper in the shower.
Yeah,
I'm at it.
Shout out the shower. You're a real one. I appreciate you.
And so I was in the shower, and I was just like, you know, I want to make a podcast. Which is the craziest, like, way to think of it, but, like, it actually happened. So then we hopped on the game, and I was like, boys, let's make a podcast. And they thought I was crazy.
No. I was all for it. I think Connor was the one that was really, like,
I didn't think it would ever happen.
Yeah, when you said it,
he was doubtful.
I was like,
I think everybody was doubtful.
I was like, okay.
We had a ton of doubters.
And then I was like, how are you going to do this, Jackson? He was like, well, I don't know.
Exactly. Like, do we have any money? We didn't have any money.
So,
see, from that point on, I texted all of them, and I said, look, if we're going to do this thing, we're going to do it right. We're not going to, like, half do this, you know. I'm not going to, like, cut in and out and get all this stuff for it and then just, like, quit halfway through. If we're going to do this, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. So I was actually the last member joined. I'm not going to lie, like the 2 or 3 weeks where it was just Jackson and Connor, I was having my doubts because their original name idea was like the Cool Kids Podcast.
No, that was not it.
That's why it took a week to figure out a name, because it was that difficult.
Dating back to fall break 2020, our name was Two White Guys. That was our name. That's what we came up with.
Why were you shaking your head like you didn't want him to answer it?
Because it's kind of embarrassing, you know.
Who came up with 615?
Hey, it's how we started.
You say your grandma came up with our name?
No, yeah, with our name. Yeah, she texted it to me.
I remember we had that. What was one of them? There was one that was like the bench warmers of 615 or something like that.
Yeah, it was a lot of 615 things.
There was some.
But
really
no, I liked the bench warmers one. That was one that we actually took into consideration. I thought was the bench warmers one.
I think you took it in consideration. I didn't take it into consideration.
Connor and his grandma definitely did not take it into consideration.
I guess, I mean, that the whole reason that we started just to have something to do, you know, just, you know, have fun with it, you know. We weren't, like, trying to, like, impress anybody or do anything, like, different. Like, I mean, it definitely is different, but, I mean, it's mainly just something, you know, fun and a good hobby I think we all enjoy here.
I would say this is your podcast.
Well, no, this is not my podcast. Well, this is the 615 Guys podcast. We are all one here.
To all you listeners, Jackson's our captain.
Yeah, Jackson's definitely done the most.
Jackson puts in work so much.
He bought all the mics. He got the computer. He's researched everything we've had to do for this podcast to put it all together. So, thank you, Jackson.
Shout out to Jackson.
I appreciate it. He's a great person.
W. Lee 3.
I appreciate it.
He's a great person, guys.
Now, this next question that we're getting into actually was given to us by a very special someone. You know, shout out Coach Scott. Coach Scott, if you're listening, you're the only name drop we're doing just because you're that special to us.
Yep.
But he asked, any special guests soon? We actually have a very big guest lined up very soon.
He may or may not be a national champion.
We won't give you too many hints.
We're not going to give you. We're not going to go too into detail
about
it.
Played in the SEC.
Yes.
But I mean,
he may or may not write country music.
So we're not going to go into too much detail here.
Stay tuned.
No dates have been set yet, but we're super excited.
It was very big news.
So yeah, that's pretty much all we got. We're going to hint at right now. But I actually want to stop right now to thank our sponsor. Sponsor this week is Camille Burdine from Capital Real Estate Services and Burdine Properties. The Middle Tennessee area is experiencing a large surge in growth, and especially in our community. Camille Burdine brings a wealth of knowledge on our regional communities, current market conditions, and buying and selling process of residential and commercial properties. She strives to provide exceptional service every step of the way. Give Camille Burdine a call at 615-417-7699 or visit her website at www.burdineproperties.com. We know she can provide you with real estate experience that exceeds your expectations. Also, shout out Jeff.
Yep, thank you. Jeff Gannon, State Farm, Providence Marketplace. Go check him out.
Absolutely. So, next thing we kind of want to get into, I was actually just like scrolling through my phone the other day, and this is a pretty crazy story. This guy went into a gas station, all right, and was just picking up a pizza. Which gas station pizza? Have y'all ever had
smack.
Gas station pizza?
Yes, best thing good. You have in your life.
Sounds like the worst, but it is actually pretty good.
It's,
I mean, you guys get a few napkins, get the grease off and all, but it's actually pretty good. And so while he was there, you know, he was just like, you know what? Let's buy a lottery ticket. And personally, I know a lot of people. I don't know anybody that's found much luck with the lottery.
Bryce Kelly, my man over here, actually.
I think I made about a solid $5.
Bryce Kelly.
In the same week, I hit $500 twice on a $2 lottery ticket.
Really?
Huh. Yes, in the same week. Back when I was in eighth grade, I didn't buy the ticket. Let me say that. I wasn't just going in like, let me get a lottery ticket. But no, I got the tickets like for my birthday, and I hit one. I hit $500 the first time. I was like, okay. And then I was like, I'm addicted. I'm not saying I was addicted.
He's a gambler now.
Plot twist about Bryce Kelly on My Strange Addictions. He's addicted to buying lottery tickets.
And I was like, maybe I can hit it again. So I got another one 2 days after, hit $500 again. It was the best week of my life. I had $1,000 in legit 4 days.
That's actually crazy.
What more could you ask for when you're in eighth grade?
I don't think I've ever seen anyone like that's like close to me that has actually gotten that much money from a lottery ticket.
In eighth grade, too, especially.
Yeah, personally, I think I won $3 one time. Yeah. And then I lost the ticket.
I mean, another fun fact is back in eighth grade again, I don't know, eighth grade was just, I guess, a year for me. You know those claw machines with, like, all the nice stuff in it, like, the Apple Watches, all that type of stuff, not just stuffed animals. So this one had Beats in it. And I was in Gatlinburg, it's a city in Tennessee. And I was like, okay. So I was like, I might try to win this. Like, knowing I'm not going to win this, I won it the first try.
Obviously.
I won a pink pair of Beats the first try. And I thought it was the hardest stuff ever to come walk out with the arcade with a pink pair of Beats on my head back when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And
read those at school the rest of the week.
Yeah, I did, actually. Yes, I did. So.
With his $1,000 lottery ticket.
Oh, yeah. Rolling into school, the coolest kid.
Yeah, I thought pink I was doing Beats. Something. I was really doing something. Because, you know, everyone back then, pink was just real men wear pink.
Yeah, real men.
Right.
But, so, you said you won $500 twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this guy won $1 million. From going to, so he went from going to get pizza to leaving with what I assume he probably got his pizza. I mean, if you won $1 million, I'd say you probably had enough to
pay for the pizza, maybe.
Afford
yeah,
the pizza.
Hopefully. I don't know. There's
he may pizza have just if it was me, I probably would have just like ran out of there and just would have like done my little happy dance.
I would have thrown
yeah.
the pizza.
Who
away,
cares
honestly?
About the pizza?
I'm like, I'm going to like
I'm going to Fleming's.
Yeah, I'm going to Flakes on my pizza.
And so that got me thinking though, like, what would y'all actually like do with $1 million? That's a lot of money. Like, what would you actually do with that?
Invest.
That's what I was gonna say. Do you want the answer? Or do you want the answer?
Let me see.
Okay, first off, I'm buying whatever dog went to space. Because back in
it's a very interesting choice.
Let me explain
how many
this
dogs
to you.
Have been
back
to space?
In 1969, it was probably before that actually, they sent a dog to space. They sent like a dog and a monkey or something to space, you know, to test it.
Right.
And that dog had puppies. So there's a dog out there that its ancestors went to space. And if I get $1 million, I'm tracking that dog down.
So like Air Bud, Space Bud or something like that?
Dude, Air Bud was a goat.
No, it was not. Stuart Little, back that one movie with the little mouse, whatever.
Stuart Little, you have lost your mind.
Okay, mister, you look like you watch Barney. Like
I did watch Barney. No, actually, y'all know what the show was back in our day? The Wiggles. Shout out, Mom, for listening.
The Wiggle. Yo Gabba Gabba. You remember that show?
Yo Gabba Gabba was pretty good.
Backyardigans. That was pretty good.
There was a weird Backyardigans stage back when we were like in middle school. It got big again for some odd reason. Do y'all remember that?
I think it was just a trend on TikTok or something.
Well, that was pre-TikTok.
Well, musically.
It was their theme song that everyone started singing again.
We're going on a trip. That was hard back
then. That was back when we were weird.
We're recording a studio album, if you can't tell. So shout out every Nickelodeon Disney Channel show. If y'all want to sponsor us, we can make an intro song.
Nothing beats when they put iCarly on Netflix.
But we don't want Dan Schneider to...
I've always wanted to do the thing with the little wand that they had. Like, I want to be
and you're watching Disney Channel.
And you're watching Disney
Channel.
Everyone, when they watch it. Yes, you'd see if you could do it. You'd, like, close your eyes and see if you could.
But it was always funny, like, watching the videos of them failing. And it was, like, them trying to do the thing, but it was, like, a zigzag. It wasn't even close.
I remember I would, like, close one eye and, like, on the screen I would watch it and it would, like, mimic it perfectly.
That's when Disney Channel was really good back in the day when they used to do that.
Yeah, the shows just aren't the same anymore. Like,
we're all a lot more
17,
mature.
18.
I know we're older and all, but, like, I don't know. There's just a certain, like...
Bizarre Vart kind of gave us a superstar. You know, shout out Olivia Rodriguez, whatever her last name is.
I don't feel
driver's
like
license is
Jesse,
a
Jesse
I don't feel
Payless.
Like kids watch TV shows anymore. I think it's all YouTube.
That's true.
My sister does not watch TV. She only watches YouTube.
I mean, definitely there's more out there to kids than just TV now. I mean, you can just get on social media or YouTube or anything.
Like, so. Half the kids.
Video games.
At all, but like now all these little kids have like phones.
Well, we played the Wii, which was you actually got up and did stuff.
Yeah,
you were active inside.
The Wii was hard.
The Wii was the best game.
Wii Sports. I used to go against Matt in boxing all the time, and I could never beat him.
I've never lost in Wii baseball.
Just about the game.
Wait,
that is true.
Matt, you know the guy that's like
Matt was the best character. The ball guy.
The ball dude. The ball. Oh, yes. Black.
No, I don't.
You don't know Matt. You clearly didn't play
the Wii Sports.
Yeah,
you do not know.
I made my own character.
Look.
This was a kid who like played.
I made
like
my
Super
own
Mario
character.
Bros.
You played against.
I did play
get
Super
your
Mario Bros.
Out, Carter.
Mario Kart 2.
You didn't
Mario
play
Kart
as him. You played
game.
Against him. You said you.
Oh yeah, I just didn't remember.
The ball dude.
Okay,
the ball
yeah.
little computer dude.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Connor knows exactly.
Now I know.
We just showed
yeah,
Connor.
Yeah,
you
showed me a couple times.
He used to show up in my nightmares. I would be playing like Wii boxing, and I'd lose, and I'd get mad, and I'd go to sleep. And as soon as my dream started, it was Matt just standing over me in boxing gloves.
The thing was in like Wii baseball when Matt was pitching, it would be like his fastball, and it'd be like, boom, 94, and then he'd throw like his little changeup or curveball.
It'd be like 69 or something like
yeah,
that.
Matt, we hate you.
Yeah, awful.
Back I remember one time
we know
I, like,
you're out there.
I was playing Wii baseball and I accidentally like you know like the little strap you're supposed to put
yeah.
around your
funny story about that.
I may or may not have had my little strap on around my wrist and I may have thrown my Wii remote into the TV possibly.
I broke a chandelier with my Wii remote.
So my hands used to get really sweaty and
yep. And still
exactly
do very
like,
sweaty.
My hand, yeah, whenever I get nervous, but they used to get really sweaty. I was like, I don't need this little strap. I threw the Wii stick. Broke the biggest hole in the wall. I went to my dad. Dad.
I know he was.
Your dad's a very even-tempered man.
But like,
no
I know, I'm sure he was just
upset.
Like, oh, Bryce, it's okay, buddy,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Titus, Lieutenant Kelly was not mad at all about me putting a hole through the wall.
So going back to what I would do with $1 million, I would buy a big old mansion.
Big old one?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you happen to buy such a thing?
I don't know. Maybe from Camille Burdine?
Shout out Camille, you know, a sponsor for today's episode.
Any of you listeners going to buy a house, you know, go check her out. I know personally we're a couple years away, but maybe if we blow up, you know, we'll go buy a house.
Maybe we need a nice big like house studio, like the Phase
house
or the Hype house or something like that. Yeah.
615
guys house.
That'd be hard.
We just got a big old banner hanging down.
Yeah.
The dopest house would definitely be the Phase house. Like, think about you legit game all day with your best friends and just have fun making YouTube videos.
That would honestly be sick.
That would be cool, I feel like, for like a week. And then...
Yeah, it could get old.
Because
over quarantine, like...
That
video
is
games
true.
And fun was all...
I just
all,
wanted
but, like,
to leave the house.
It was legitimately just every day just doing the same thing.
Wake up at 11, go eat breakfast, play Fortnite.
Wake up at 11, dude. Just waking up like at 2.
They wake up at like
okay.
7.
Yeah, but I tried
like,
to get...
I don't know, like over quarantine, I woke up at like 2, go to bed like at 4 in the morning... And then just do it all the same day.
So we talking about sleep schedules.
Sleep schedule I have ever met.
Allow me to introduce you to my little friend, my sleep schedule. So, at the worst of quarantine, I think I was going to sleep at 7 a.m. And I would wake up at about 4:30 p.m. Which, you know, everyone's like, oh my gosh, you sleep in so late. But realistically, I was getting less sleep than any of y'all. It was just at very weird hours of the day.
Well, 7 to 4 is a good, what,
ten hours
maybe?
Yeah, but I need like 14 to function.
How do you wake up for school?
Miserably.
I mean, you're always late.
He regains it throughout the day, you know?
Yeah, I love naps.
Naps, honestly, I don't understand what it is, because I could fall asleep in school so easily, but the second I get to my bed in my house at night after like a long day of practice and I'm super sore and tired.
It's like, let's look up how many...
Let's watch TikTok for an hour.
How many, how many graham crackers can a dog eat in 6 minutes?
Yeah, it's like, it's just like, I'm like, I want to go to sleep, but I'm just, I just can't put myself to sleep.
Like thinking about all kinds
like,
of things.
Like a monkey playing the kazoo? I got to watch this video.
Honestly, so I watched a video the other day on TikTok and it was honestly insane. It's somewhere in England. I don't know the exact place.
Cheese rolling.
I sent it to all the boys, and I was like, we got to try this. So if any of y'all don't know what cheese rolling is, y'all need to go look it up right now. You can pause the pod and come back to it after this. If you don't feel like looking it up, I'll just explain it to you. Pretty much, a long, long time ago, dating back to like the 1820s or something, this place in England has this hill, And it ain't no, like, hill. I mean, this thing is like a mountain.
It's like Mount Everest.
Yeah, like where you go skiing on.
It is straight down.
It'd be like a black diamond.
It'd be like a quadruple black diamond, you know, if you're skiing, any skiers out there. And so,
Well, maybe for you.
I'm a stud skier. We'll get into that later. So, they roll this cheese down this big old hill, and people just take off. And they go flying for this big old block of cheese.
Like they'll begin running down the mountain, but then like end up like doing like all kinds of somersaults.
It's way too steep, so
hold
like
up, they can't even hold stand up. You're telling me, Sean, that you know what cheese rolling is?
I do know what cheese rolling is.
Like this is a topic that you've heard of before.
Yes, it's on Netflix. There's a documentary about it.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
never heard that before.
I can show y'all.
Cheese rolling?
I promise you, it's like it's like weird competition. It's like. Yo-yoing, cheese rolling.
Yo-yoing.
I gotta look.
Do you know the name?
I saw it on TikTok. It was just like professional yo-yo. He's like, I'm in this documentary, blah blah, blah, and he showed me. I was
cheese,
like,
the movie.
Mm.
But like these people, it's not if they like run too fast.
Cheese rolling.
I mean, like honestly, for me, since I weigh and I'm like so small, I honestly think that I would die because like I mean, legitimately, I would go down this hill.
This is crazy.
And man. I would fly off, like because it's not like people are just running.
I'm watching a YouTube
video
of it
they're
now.
They're just
summers.
Falling. They're falling.
This cheese has a mind of its own. This is like in the Cheez-It commercials. Like this cheese
Wait,
is
can
going.
I, can I see?
This cheese is going crazy.
Like it's going down that hill, and it ain't slowing down.
And if you,
and you're trying to speed up, and then like going down that big old hill, it's not big.
Most people
it's not
just end up
for
falling
you.
And rolling down the mountain.
Any of you cheese rollers out there,
you know
got
who
some
I think would be
guts.
A you know who I think would be a stud at cheese rolling.
Who's that?
Shout out Easton Forsythe.
Oh,
Biggie.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to eat the cheese at the end.
Well, see,
do you even get a prize from getting the cheese?
Probably the cheese. That's a big block of cheese. That can last you
snack
through
of
the winter.
Cheese,
that would get you like
a bunch of grass in it.
That would get you like a year's worth of cheese.
Yeah. So, what's the prize for winning this competition for basically destroying your body for rolling down a hill?
Bragging rights.
I have no idea.
Yeah, any,
I got to the cheese at the bottom of a hill.
Someone better be winning $1 billion.
Any Wisconsiners? Is that how you say that? Sean, you got
Wisconsin. Yeah, I've got ties in Wisconsin. I've got a lot of family on my dad's side up there. If you haven't had cheese curds up there, you really need to go try them. That's what they're famous for. Culver's has some pretty good cheese curds. They're not like they're not top quality like Wisconsin, but they are pretty good.
If you've ever been in our studio, you'd know that.
Or seen our studio at 615 Guys. Make sure to check it out on Instagram.
You'd see that Shane is a very big Packers fan. He's got a lot of signed memorabilia in here.
Get the Brett Favre jersey.
Yes, sir.
They're very big Wisconsiners.
Yeah, I mean, if that's a
The Green Bay Packers.
Next week, we have another very special guest. He's actually part dinosaur and part giraffe. He is the most unathletic person I know. Tune in next week to find out who.
Some of y'all may or may not know who that is from.
I think
those little clues.
99% of our listeners knew right away who this guy is. He definitely knows it right now.
All right, guys, I think we're gonna wrap up this week's episode. First off, we want to thank Bryce for coming on, being our first ever guest.
Thank you for having me.
Anything last word you want to say while you're on the pod?
Just never be afraid to do something and check out Culture Apparel. com, and then check out the Instagram culture_apparel24, and that's about it. Thank you guys for having me.
No problem, man. We also want to thank all of our sponsors, Jeff Gannon State Farm Agency in Providence Marketplace, and also Camille Burdine from Capital Real Estate Services and Burdine Properties. You can make sure to give her a call and check her out at 615-417-7699, or you can visit our website at www.burdineproperties.com.
See you guys next week. 615 Guys out.